For the first time in E.G.'s life with women, he wanted nothing, needed nothing beyond the moment he was in. No other woman, no greater satisfaction. His soul was satisfied. The peace he found with Jimmy nearly made him cry. The thing he wanted to do most that day was to give himself over to her wholly and completely forever. And that scared the hell out of E.G. For Jimmy, as for most folks, when you find what's been missing, you stop looking. And after several months of clandestine courtship, it was Jimmy who had made the case for their being together always. And then, days later, despite his terror, E.G. had walked into Pearl and James' front room and asked for their permission to ask Jimmy to marry. Until Jimmy began marching into love with E.G., she had come to believe that her life was not so much about her own dreams, but about facilitating the destiny of others in some small way. She wasn't disappointed about not becoming as big as Ella Fitzgerald and Dinah Washington. She was never on the sideline, she was plumb in the middle, central, part and parcel to it all. And she knew firsthand the sadness that kind of bigness brings. What Jimmy wanted with E.G. was simple. Good love. Lots and lots of good, sweet love. That's all there was. The money, the prestige, the adulation. Young Jimmy had seen it all fall apart for want of good, sweet love. But falling in love is easier than being in love. And as badly as Jimmy had wanted them to grow beyond that wonderful beginning, E.G.'s fear of what he felt with her just wouldn't let him go any further. So he just kept trying to repeat that first incredible act over and over again with someone else.